Vectis Radio, the island's voice. Online, on the app, and on FM 104.6.
You've got Louise here for Vectis Radio, and I've made my way up to the Last Chance Saloon, a new venue for the Isle of Wight Festival. We've got Island in the Stream playing in the background, and the Long Island Stompers, I think, are doing a bit of a dance instruction session. But more importantly, I've been joined by Corin Atkins. Hello, Corin. Nice to see you again.
It's so lovely to see you. Hello. How are you doing? All right?
I'm all right. You?
Yeah, it's been great. It's a couple of bits, nearly over already. It's been so quickly.
It does rush by, and you've had a busy weekend, haven't you? Tell us what you've been up to.
Oh, okay. So Friday I was with Kindred Found in the evening at 9 p.m. Here at the Last Chance Saloon stage. That was fantastic. Crowd were brilliant. And then Saturday morning I was with Kindred Found again at Kashmir, the stage. And that was fantastic as well. And yeah, it was just fantastic weekend really, and then here today performing it on my own at Last Chance Saloon again. So it's been very, very busy.
And it's really nice to have a new venue, but this came about quite quickly, I understand.
It was, so they only had like literally six weeks to get this all together, to set everything up, and honestly, they've done such a fantastic job. It's insane. It's so busy. You can see everyone with their hats. They've designed all, like, you know, the balls that they've got outside and everything. So it's just fantastic. It's so lovely to have a country stage. It's just so different. And country is just getting bigger and bigger and bigger. So, yeah, hats off to the team that's, you know, organised this whole stage, because they've done fantastic.
And they seem to look after the artists really well as well, which is difficult when you're arranging so much stuff. Things get forgotten, don't they? But they seem to have been super supportive of all the artists.
Honestly, they've been absolutely fantastic. They've, you know, helped me with my gear, helped me get to the stage, given me buggies, so that was, you know, good laugh. You get, you know, drinks, fruit if you need, you know, a little bit of hydrating. You get to put your gear all in a safe locker, and it's brilliant, absolutely brilliant. They've really thought about artists and the setup, and it's like they've really worked on as a community, which is so lovely. And I think it's really worked lovely for them, and hats off to them for it all and helping us out, because it's we appreciate it so much.
And it's a really nice vibe out in the Last Chance Saloon, and ideal for your style of music. And you played quite a variety for them this morning, including Voodoo Doll, which is my favourite, I have to say. I was singing that at the top of my voice. What have you got coming up next? It's probably hard to think about when you've done so much, but have you got much coming up?
So I think at the moment I've got loads of local gigs pretty much every weekend. I'm very, very busy until September. I think with Kindred we're going to try and get into some more festivals a bit later on, but I think for me at the moment I've just finished uni, so I really want to focus on my songwriting, and I really want to get an album together on my, for my own stuff, and really focus on that. But still going to be gigging about as well with my two little boys. Obviously that's juggling everything again, so it's a lot, but I absolutely love it, and I want to get that album out now and really, really focus on it.
I think it's your time, isn't it? Because you've got some really good songs there. You've had to focus on the uni stuff. As I say to you every time, I don't know how you've managed to do that alongside your music career and the kids, but you have. So to come out the other side of that and have some time for yourself now to concentrate on the album, we're all really looking forward to it, Corin. So you've got to get on and do that, definitely.
Thank you so much. No, and thank you for the support as well, and, you know, following my journey and plugging me and everything. So we appreciate having you, because it means so much. So thank you so much.
Well, thank you, and best of luck going forward. Of course, you're also in award-winning band Kindred Found, and you're doing lots with them. Recently got an album out. Another one potentially on the way, maybe. You never know. So
we've definitely got enough songs to write for our second album, definitely. So Dan, Dave and loads more as well, so they're fantastic, bless them. And that's definitely going to be coming, and I think we're going to be releasing a single very soon as well, all exciting stuff coming. So just keep an eye out.
We'll definitely keep an eye out and keep in touch with Vectis Radio to find out what more goes on with Corin's journey.
We push all the buttons so you don't have to. Vectis Radio, online and on FM 104.6.